Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Voices Cared for Animals, 349 shows and counting. And that's a huge plus for the animals because we're going to keep going and nonstop. But I want to welcome everybody on board, and I'm so glad you could join us and tune in. We're going to have another great show this evening, and I just want to go over a couple things before we get started here. My name is Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear, and I am the producer and host for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Cared for Animals, that comes to you live every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, everyone, and if you'd like to call in, be in the queue. That number is area code 310-982-4270, and press 1 if you'd like to speak to the guest with any comments or questions. You can also use Skype to call in, okay? And all shows are recorded live and recorded on Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen and share 24/7. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. A big shout-out to Marty Oakley of TS Radio Network. We're 163 shows. I was her host back from June of 2014 up to March of 2018, and she helped me to get Animal Advocates Radio together. That's what I call teamwork and a great friend, and I can't thank her enough, okay? So visit the PPJ Gazette and check out her show. She's got some hot topics, and that's where you can get be alerted on. She has hosts, great hosts during the week, and great shows, okay? So everybody cross over if you can and listen to her shows because she's a great speaker out there. And if you want to, you know, go back to these shows, just go on the right-hand column of the PPJ Gazette Online, search Voices Cared for Animals, and it'll lead you to all the links, or the archived links. Press which one you want to listen to, and wait a minute to download, and it will play. And you can share from the left side of the screen on Blog Talk Radio to other social media sites. You can email it, you can copy it, and the cross is all of them. And just keep spreading the word, because the more exposure and awareness out there, the better for animal friends in need and distress. So everybody, please do your part. It doesn't take long to help out. It doesn't get more easier than help make changes from the comfort of your home, your computer, your phone, your copier, your fax. I mean, it doesn't get much easier. Sign those petitions and, you know, do what you do. Make those calls to your state legislators and, you know, get involved and stay involved. Stay optimistic and be proactive. That's how we get the changes made and see these victories coming, because we've got a lot of issues in this world today, and it's hard. We can't put the animals on the back burner, or the elders or the children. They deserve to be up front too, because the longer they wait for the changes to be made, the more they suffer. So we don't want that, okay? So I'm going to be bringing on my guests in a few minutes here. I just want to go over a couple of things with Animal Advocate Alliance. A big shout-out to Gary Bowden. I believe he's going to be calling later in the show. They got a radio show going on board, and this is wonderful because I am part of their family of animal advocates globally. And it's awesome. It's such an honor and a great team player. And they got on-demand of all my archive shows on the website. Okay, so please check it out, Animal Advocate Alliance. And they're also on Facebook and Twitter. And their radio name of their show is All About Animal Radio. So want to give a big congratulations on that. And keep up the great work, Gary, and you animal warrior brother out there. You know, he's awesome. He's in Australia, and he'll be calling in later. I'm hoping he does, because he's having a interview with Gentle Giants. But I hope he calls in. And my guest will be leaving because of travel, and that's when he's going to fill in, okay? So hope everybody enjoys the show. A big shout-out to all you animal advocates out there. Keep on rocking the animals' world, okay, because we're going to rock the animals on this radio platform, okay? So I want to bring my guest and bring him. He's coming back. He's always welcome back. His name is Kristen Shane Dowdery. He's the founder at Greater Good Magazine, Wild Society Magazine, and Society of Media Magazine. And our topic tonight is going to be high school kids or younger. When is it good to plant-based? And I also wanted to give a big happy birthday to Ray Bittner, a.k.a. Mama Cat, and I hope she calls in later. Many more to you, Mama Cat, and thanks for being a big part of this show. She's a former guest on this show several times, and she loves to call in, and she was always a great speaker for the animals. She multitasks. But happy birthday, Ray Bittner, and I hope many more to you. But I'm going to bring my guest on. Kristen, how are you this evening? You're live
Debbie,
and on the air.
Fantastic.
Welcome back. Yes.
Thank you. It's so great to be back. I'm honored to be back a third time. How lucky am I?
Oh, you are so lucky. You know what? You're welcome back more again and again, okay? You're part of the Voice of Care for Animals family. Yes.
That's right. That's right. We have to keep rocking on and rocking for the animals. Otherwise, you know, we have to speak up for them because no one else is going to do it.
That's right. They don't have they don't stand a chance without us speaking out and fighting for them. We can't give up. If we give up, Christian, we automatically lose, and we don't want that, you know. So
I think nowadays, nowadays I think the awareness is getting greater and greater, and everyone is becoming more aware of the situation. I really do.
Oh, yes, yes. Opening their eyes. You know, and
right.
Looking and say, hey, we got these issues, you know, and when we spread the word in social media, it's like a landing strip for us to come together and share things that we need to get out there, you know, make people aware
right.
of what's going on, the truth and reality, what goes on behind the scenes, you know, things that we don't like. I mean, there's just a list of things,
right.
and once we all come together and take that action and move our feet in the right direction, there are changes made and the victories come forth. And that's when we do the victory dance, and we don't stop there. We got to keep doing. We want to keep doing that happy dance, and we got to keep going and multitask and do what we need, because we always, you know, Ray Bittner, Mama Cat, says strength in numbers, and that's so true, because the more of us
come
together,
yep.
And that stronger and better we become. You know, we are better together than apart. So That's
right.
Everyone
right.
out there.
Exactly. Just in my travels, yeah, just in my travels and things like that, more people are becoming aware of what's happening to the animals, and a lot of folks are changing their diet. The adoption rates, for the SPCA, I think they were almost double. Don't quote me on that, but over the past couple of years. So people are really getting more aware of how animals should be treated and how they should be cared for.
That's right. They should all be treated with dignity and respect. You know, all lives matter, including all our animal friends, four-legged and all of them. I mean, this radio platform is standing up for all the animals in need and distress. And a lot of things I didn't know until I had the show. So we got to pay attention
right.
and take that action is the key to unlock the door for all
that's
change.
Definitely the key. Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's kind of how we came upon the awareness, because a few years ago, I think that it was more from my own personal experience, it was sort of like an older crowd or people that were, 30 and over or things like that were really interested in advocating for the animals and things going on in the cities and out, around the globe really. But what brought us into this sort of subject topic tonight is that a lot of younger people are really, really paying attention to how animals are being treated. They have a lot more accessibility to the resources to find out how animals are treated and what they can do about it and how they can chip in and come together, like you were saying earlier. It's, the generations are getting younger. The kids out there now are younger and smarter, so they can really help us remain mission driven and to keep an eye on the goal.
Oh yeah, it's just all of us, like I was saying, with the stronger we become, and every effort counts out there, Christian. I mean, phone calls, letters,
right.
emails, teamwork is the ultimate key to get the, all the changes made. Because let's just think of any business or any animal organization out there, even at your home, it takes teamwork
right.
to get that job done, So whatever it
precisely.
Is.
Precisely. It's home-based. Yep. A lot of it's home-based. And that's
yes.
why the kids, can do things from home on, from their laptops, from their cell phones, after school, on the weekends. And like you just said, it a lot of it starts from the home. And that is where, the diet falls in. So the more plant-based awareness that these kids are, then they realize that it's a result of something. So, and also it's a way to, it's a call to action. So if you're going plant-based and eating more veggies, then ultimately you're helping, the animal kingdom.
That's right. You're helping them from eating. It's a healthier way. It's a positive thing. And when they start out young, that's when they move forward
right.
in their adulthood doing the same thing, and spreading the
that's
word
right.
and educating people. So showing them dignity and respect and being healthy, that means so much going through your life, no matter if you're young, middle-aged, older, or anything. And it's so important to eat the healthy way, and keep that exercise going and thinking about the animals out there and how much, they're so innocent, Christian. I mean, they need to live freely and treat with dignity and respect, all of them. It's like when you teach children when they're young, hey, you don't go up and hit them or pull their tail or pull their ears or knock them down.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes around in this circle here of healthy and treating them and knowing the truth and educating them on how these
right.
animals, how important they are in our lives. And they're awesome.
That's right.
All of them. They are awesome. And they don't bother nobody.
That's right. Yep.
I mean, they're just, yeah. Yep. It's true, though.
Right. I mean, you should treat everyone equally. My grandmother used to say that you can always tell by a person how they are by the way they treat animals.
That's right. And that's so true, too. And you can always tell the ones that are good, parents to the animals too, and how close they are, because, they deserve to be treated, with care and love and have tender, loving, caring homes, a place called Home Sweet Home, you know, and paying mm-hmm. attention to them, not just feeding them and letting them out and, you know, not spending no time with them, because they love you spend time with them and from all angles, talk to them. I know the one pets in this household, if you don't talk to them, they think you're mad at them, and you get a paw swat.
Right, you know, and you have what kind of animals do you have? Debbie, what do you have in your household?
Alaskan Malamute, and adopted was almost three years ago, and then a Siamese cat, the Alaskan Malamute sugar bear. So the Siamese cat, which a good friend passed, you know, gave it to me because she had too many dogs, and that's Serenity. And then the same friend over a year ago gave me the black cat, and he's awesome. He was a barn cat out by her horse, you know, that lived there.
Okay.
And I named him Justice because I'm always fighting for justice, so I named him Justice. It fit.
That's fantastic.
But they're all
very
spoiled, you know. Yeah.
Of course.
And they're all spoiled, and they have a good home. Spend time with them, you know, and that's what they deserve. They deserve to be cared for. Yes.
Right, right. And they bring, you know, for humans as well, they bring stress levels down. They, they keep your house busy and you know, you look forward to seeing them and they look forward to seeing you. And it's a whole relationship, you know, and it's healthy on both ends.
Oh, yes. Agreed. I mean, they love to be, you know, they love to be in their home and have care and everything. And they're awesome to have. And anybody, I always just talk, hey, adopt, don't shop. You know, go to your local animal shelter and find your new furry loved one or loved ones, because you won't regret it. You go in, and I remember Sugar Bear was adopted almost 3 years ago, and she had looked me with her eyes. She got me good. I mean, she looked at me like, please take me with you. And then, bam, gone. So
right, it's like when you go to adopt. Yeah, because our company would go in and adopt or help the humane folks find forever homes. And in the meantime, you know, keep them in my household. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they just end up staying. You know, it's funny. So the 3 cats that I have were, you know, strays. And our mission was to get them forever homes, but they just never left. So that's, you know, and that's awesome. And I love them like, you know, family members. And, you know, we would do anything for them.
Oh yeah! Once they get into their furry loved ones, and they love being there, and they all should be treated, because once you open your hearts to animals and that bond, and they have trust in you and faith, I mean, it's magical. It's beautiful because we can even communicate with them. You know, they see, they hear, they eat, they sleep, we walk. You know, everything we do, but in a different language. So we have to give them a chance because they are
right. It's the body language. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you know, you bring up a good point because, like, especially over the past couple of years with the pandemic, and you know, these kids that are younger, even like, you know, like little kids, they're, you know, the cognitive recognition thing where they're all they see are people with masks on, and these little kids, you know, there was a thing where they were wondering how that would affect development, and I think when there's animals in the, you know, in the household, that helps young children really work on their social skills, like interacting, you know, with an animal, you know, playing and things like that. Because when they go outside or go to school, everyone looks the same. You know, there's, you know, because what I'm saying is everyone has a mask on or had a mask on. You know, everyone was 6 feet apart. You know, only a few people let in the building. It's just, you know, that craziness and it had to be done, yeah, but I just, you know, you wonder every day about these poor children that were, and it is nothing anybody can do. It's just the way the society was in the pandemic that these children are growing up seeing everyone with these masks on. It must have been, you know, kind of a terror.
right.
You know, just thinking
exactly.
back when I was like 5 and 6 years old. So I think with when they have a dog or a cat, or if they're, taken on the weekends to interact with animals on the farm or things like that, I think that's a really, really good way to build social skills, even though they can't, intermittently build social skills, even though they can't go out, to play or interact with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
The way they should.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, right.
And Tristan, right here, you said you got to leave at like 7:30.
7:30, correct. Yeah, so we have another good 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, well, the topic was high school kids or younger. This is very interesting. When is it good to plant-based?
It's an interesting a topic that we've run across. Sometimes we'll focus on athletic folks or people that are kind of going above and beyond. And, you can see a lot of the propaganda as well, where everyone's, trying to base their performance on, it was plant-based and things like that. But no one really addresses the, the adolescents, the early phases and things like that. And I thought that was a really important topic, in the plant-based community because like I said earlier, I don't think we see a whole lot of that touched upon. The reason for that, I think, is because it's still sort of uncharted waters. There's only a few stats and statistics out there support it. But, I mean, there's plenty of data, if the parents are plant-based and they're really interested in starting their child on that journey, of course you'd always have to check with your pediatrician. Like that's always the first step, because obviously diet affects mood and movement and things like that. And when your child's, under the age of one, it's virtually impossible, to see what's going on. So, that being said, the American Academy of Pediatric, they recommend that, of course it's like breastfeeding for 6 months, but on the eighth month, with doctor supervision, you can start your child on a plant-based diet. And that would be sort of like blending up carrots and peas and vegetables and things like that, and then just taking it from there, under supervision, of course. You'd have to really, really get to know your pediatrician and keep an eye on your child and determine what supplements they would need, because at that age, they would definitely need some sort of supplements. And I'm still learning all this as well. We're going to do a deep dive into this topic moving forward. But that's kind of what we've come up with now. And that's a journey from that age all the way through to high school. High school kids, now, like we were talking about before, how the younger folks are becoming more aware. Just out of my own personal life, there's kids in my area that are talking more about going plant-based. We've had that Meatless Mondays in schools, things like that. In New York, that was popular. New York's mayor right now is plant-based, so he's really, really involved in the school system and trying to get more veggies on the menu. So that's pretty much the overview of sort of the blueprint, basically.
And this is a great idea too, there's Kristen, from all angles. So we can't go against and say no, that's wrong, or no, that's not good to do. No, it's all
right.
Positive. Positivity.
It is. It is all positive, Debbie. And you hit that right on the nose, because there are no really side effects, especially when you're, even 8 years old or going into high school. There are no side effects of, eating too much vegetables. The only thing that everybody looks for is, to supplement. I mean, there's supplements available for iron and vitamin D and things like that. So that's really what you need to keep an eye out for. But with the help of your pediatrician, you know, it's not a big challenge. I mean, it's a win-win situation for everybody because the parents are learning as they go. The child's growing up, you know, with so many benefits, you know, increased chance of cancer and blood pressure and all kinds of health benefits that just roll along with that lifestyle, because ultimately it is a lifestyle. And then just kind of pulling it all back in, the more awareness they have of what they're putting in their bodies, then they're going to see exactly how that benefits the climate, the culture, themselves personally, and the animals.
That's right. It's like you said, it's a win-win situation, you know,
being a
positive impact in this world, you know, with our
right.
animals and everything. Yeah.
Right, and now the only sort of ammunition I think that folks have, if you're not out or have the time, but want to make a difference, is by your diet. I mean, that's the really good start, and I think that's the ultimate, because once you feel better, you look better, it makes you more involved, and you'll want to get in to see exactly, you know, if you're doing something and you're living it, then you want to know what the higher power is, or you want to know exactly, you know, why, besides me taking on this diet, what else am I affecting basically. So when you find out that by eating more vegetables and you're finding out how you're saving and bringing awareness to the animal community and to combat animal abuse and slaughterhouses and things like that, then you react to that, and you just want to inspire more people to do that, educate more people, and it all comes from the heart. It's not like you're out there throwing out statistics or, you know, on a podium. You're living and breathing proof of what's going on. And to others, that speaks volume, and I think by setting the example, that's the ultimate sales pitch, you know, to folks that are hesitant about. You know, that's the folks that are not, I'm not going to go vegetarian, pescatarian, flexitarian, you know, that's all great. But at the end of the day, they're going to crave, you know, their old habits. So I think that when you set that example, and if I can do it, you can do it sort of thing, then it's so much easier. Mm-hmm. And when the whole family does it, it's awesome, you know, and you don't have to go like, you know, cold turkey, like a lot of high school kids are, their lunches are, you know, pizza and burgers and things like that. So it's very difficult, you know, to get your children and your high school student to, you know, what's he going to take, a salad, you know, to lunch every day? No, but, you know, for dinner, you can always, you know, you can make it fun. You can sneak stuff in on the plate. You can, you know, make it a family event, you know, make it a family affair. So it's a lot easier. And it really does work. I mean, you know, I really do believe it works, because when people feel better, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel better. It's about how, you know, you react to a reaction. If I feel better, then I'm going to keep doing that. You know, the more
that's
I learn,
right.
the better I do in school. You know, the better grades I get, the more I'm going to want to kind of get into my studies. It's just things like that. It's a lifestyle. You know, we're not really, you know, promoting, you know, diet and selling, you know, a certain brand or trend, because that's what's really going on right now. There's so many vegan, you know, trends and propaganda and burgers and, you know, impossible sort of items, that it's, you know, it's difficult to come down to the nitty gritty and get into the real deal of just the whole foods and, you know, the cooking process and, you know, just living, adopting the lifestyle.
It takes willpower and wanting to do it. Goals, you know, goals to meet.
It does.
And then everybody just
right,
stay
right.
optimistic. Yeah, that's the main thing. Stay optimistic and get that willpower going, because you can do it. It's there.
That's right.
And your health means so much through your whole life. I mean, it's, you know, when you're young, when you're middle-aged, and get up there in an old age, and you'll hear a lot of doctors saying, oh, got to cut the red meat out, or take this out of the junk food, and, you know, eat
That's
more healthier.
Right.
So And I've heard that so many times through my life with, you know, hey, got to cut that meat out, and or, you know, the junk food. And so
right.
It is, you know, this takes willpower. If you want to do it and become healthier and better, because if you don't,
right.
It's going to go into worse issues, you know. So you could do your best and everything. And with what you're doing, Christian, it's great because you're a positive impact out there. You're doing some inspiring and hard work out there, uplifting. And
oh, thank you. It's
plus
so
for
are
the
you,
animals.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
So.
That's what it's all. That's what we're fighting for. And you know, it's the education, the diet, and the education. It's a really good recipe, you know, to help combat any type of animal abuse or, you know, poaching. Or there's just so much to do. But I really do believe it all starts from within. It starts from your family, and you know, you just have to take charge. And like you said earlier, just rock it. Just rock on. Do your thing. And, you know, hopefully you'll inspire someone along the way. And if you only inspire one person, then it was worth it.
That's right. You won one, because then that person might inspire somebody else, and then you got a chain reaction going. So, you know, being positive
Precisely.
About it, thinking positive.
Precisely.
It's so very important, everyone out there, to do what you can do to, you know, feel better, look better. And everything, you know, the plant-based, even with the children and the, you know, I wish they'd do more education in school about the animals, taking them more field trips, you know, visiting them, being in contact with them. Because some of the children out there, or even the teenagers, don't have pets at home, so they're not really familiar being around them. And then show them, hey,
right.
This is a, and so when they educate them like that, and educating more in schools more, hey, we're going to turn into a more positive world for animals. You know, give them a chance because they so well deserve, you know,
that's
their
right.
Animal
you
rights.
Know, I always say, you know, yeah, exactly. You have to give them a chance. You have to realize that they were here first, you know, and just respect, you know, how much value they bring to the earth. You know, I think people don't realize, you know, they sit down and they'll just order things off menus, and they just don't realize. But you know, it's just awareness, and you hopefully, you know, positivity is contagious. So as long as you stay positive, it always turns heads. Always, whether you're out, you know, on the street, whether you're at the coffee shop, whether you're, you know, at your job, as long as you stay positive, people will remember that. That, you know, they will.
That's right.
And,
agreed.
Everybody, exactly. You've heard this before, that the you know, you're nice to someone, and they'll always remember that years later down the line. So, fight for the animals. You know, I know it's tough nowadays because there's so much negativity going on. But you know, you just have to decide what you want to do. You know, how do you want to fight the battle, and where do you want to end up? Do you want to end up on top, or do you want to end up, you know, just kind of existing? So one way to do that is to become in charge and fight for the cause that you believe in. And that for us, that is fighting for the animals. And I believe it all starts with family and diet. And then it goes from there.
That's right. Agreed. 100%. You know, starts
Thank
with
you, Debbie.
Yourself.
I gotta roll.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to bring up your new YouTube video too. Okay. So have
yes,
a safe
please.
Trip and
Absolutely.
I'll be talking to you again. Going to be inviting you back.
Yes,
okay,
that was
Christian,
yes.
Thank
yes,
you so
YouTube,
much.
Thank you. The YouTube channel is it's 30 Seconds to Savory. The website's 30secondstosavory.com, and it does just that. It's just a lifestyle. We try to educate folks from 8 months to 80 years old. So thank you so much for having me on tonight. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for doing what you do, and we'll be
hey.
With you again soon.
Hey, that's right. And look forward to coming back on. Okay. And then thank you
I
again
can't
for coming up. Thank you for all you're doing. And everyone,
likewise,
I wanted to go Debbie. Over. Yes, and be safe out there. Keep up the great work you're doing. Okay?
Thank
Christian,
you. Thank you very
Shane
much. You
Dottery,
as well.
Founder at Greater Good Magazine, Wild Society Magazine, and Society Media Magazine. Please check out the websites, everyone. Also on Facebook, we'll be having them back on. Gary Bowden, if you're out there, please press one. We got a packed house again, and want to welcome him on board. Okay, I believe this is him. Gary Bowden, how are you? Is this Gary? Can you hear me?
Hello, Mama Bear.
Hey, there he is. Mama Bear does care because he's on the air. How are you doing?
How are you today?
Hey, thank you for calling in. You know, and you're calling in from Australia, right?
Yeah, I've actually just flown over to the UK in the last few days. So bit of a temperature shock from Australia to the UK.
Wow. Yeah, you're going all over the place, huh? You're just out there traveling.
Yeah, moving around.
And take care of business. And you're in the audience out there, and I'm going to give Gary Bowden. I'm a member of the Animal Advocate Alliance, okay? And I'm posting as Mama Bear and everything. And we're an awesome team of global advocates on there. So if you would, please go to Animal Advocate Alliance website and check it out. It is awesome. And also on Facebook or Twitter. And Gary's got a new radio show all about animal radio. So, Gary, you want to tell the audience all about, you know, the website and the radio? Because my guest, Christian, had to leave early. And I told him, hey, I might have somebody come on to fill this in. And it'll be important, too, you know, so help promote you and teamwork, right? Host to host,
absolutely.
Coast to coast. Speaking out
teamwork
on air
is the key.
For the animals in the need, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So the website, it really just started off as something that I used myself to keep track of events for animal advocacy topics and contacts and articles. And the website just developed from there, really. And a few other of my friends wanted to join. And then we got to a situation when Mama Bear joined as well. And
yes,
it literally
so
is.
Honored. Yes.
It's just an information resource. We're not an organization. We're not a charity. We're literally just independent animal advocates, and we just come together to share our skills and offer them to other members of the group when we can, when we've got the time and the opportunity to help each other out. We do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then it's very informative, too, and I want to give you a big thank you for putting my show promo on there, Animal Advocates Radio, you know, the demand episodes where you can go back and press them and listen to them. And I want to give a big thank you, Gary, for doing that. That is awesome. And I know you had
no
a
problem.
Yeah, that's what I call teamwork. And you're an awesome. I couldn't. Oh, this is great. How we're working together and helping each other out and promoting each other, and this is wonderful. I love it. That's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah.
I'm not going to stop trying to persuade you to have a show on the new radio station either. So I'm working on you.
Oh, yeah, I know you're working on me. And that's how I'm waiting for all this stuff to get together. And then, you know, come on, I got to be listening because I know you just had Gentle Giant on, Diana, what is it, Diana Menez and Colby?
Diana Steiner. And Colby, yeah.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Yeah,
they have been on my show several times. So they're great.
Absolutely amazing
my former
people.
Guests. Yes, amazing. And I'm going to be asking him to come back on air on this show, too, you know, because all these shows are so amazing, informative. Can't thank all the former guests enough for coming on board and bringing all the awareness and bringing, you know, hey, bringing positivity, bringing the negative into the positive because it can be done. And then that's what it takes because we're not giving up, are we, Gary?
No,
and a big shout
we're
out
not
to
giving
Animal
up at all,
Advocate
Mama Bear.
Alliance. Yeah, everybody that's posted on there, big shout out to all of you out there and a big thank you because we're all a team, you know, globally. I mean, everyone check this website. It is awesome. Gary, you did a wonderful job on that. I mean, you look at it and you go, wow, this is some great work here. And I know it took you time. And now you got the, it's called the All About Animal Radio, and you're doing an outstanding job on that too. So this is wonderful.
Well, you,
but you want to...
You were my inspiration for that, Mama Bear.
Hey, the Mama Bear does care now. Yeah, and I always will to give you that inspiration, you know. And you inspire me, too, to keep going. That's what it takes, inspire each other, not give up, and keep going, rocking the airways and rocking the social media. You know, animal advocates, you got to keep going. Don't give up. You know, keep that.
Yeah, support each other. Teamwork.
Going. Yes, that's right. Teamwork is the key. So if you want to tell the audience how you get to the All About Animal Radio, I know everyone check it out on Twitter. It's All About Animal Radio on Twitter. Just started up about over a couple of weeks ago. And also Animal Advocate Alliance on Twitter. Posting, and thank you for all your sharing of my shows on there and Facebook. This is great. You know, everybody is pitching in to help me to promote these shows. A big thank you to all of you. I mean, if I gave the list of everybody's name and groups, we'd be on here for an hour, okay? So just for that. But they know who they are, and a big thank you to all of you making Voices Carry for Animals a total success. And we're going to keep going. And now we got the Animal Advocate Alliance running together as a great team. So this is wonderful, Gary. I can't thank you enough for everything you're doing. You know, this is this is what I call the ultimate teamwork. Yep. But
we're very excited about starting up the new radio station. It's all about animals radio, and you can get to it by going to AAAradio.online. Over the coming days, we'll be starting to schedule some programs, and we've literally just finished a program with Gentle Giants, with Colby and Diana. And whilst we're on the subject of Gentle Giants, there's actually a mygivingcircle.org at the moment, and it closes in 2 hours and 17 minutes. And if you wanted to vote for Gentle Giants, you just go to mygivingcircle.org/gentle-giants-nonprofit. And you can vote for them to receive a grant from mygivingcircle.org.
Yes, I've done that and shared it too. And how many hours is left before it closes? I got to get on there again tonight. Yeah,
we got 2 hours, 17 minutes to go.
Okay, I got time. That's good. You know, but everybody, please spread the word out there. And if you want to, I have it on my Voices Carry for Animals support group on Facebook, and I believe I have it on the Animal Advocates Radio Voices Carry for Animals. That was changed over from a group from Diane Lynn Echo, a former guest and a big supporter of the show. Big shout out to her, and it's new, so if anybody wants to join, just ask to join and come on in, because you can get to the shows by there also. So we got to keep going here and say, hey, whatever we can do to get the word out, you know, that's what it is. And again, I love your accent. It's so awesome. Yeah, it's just Australia. Yeah. It was everything.
Do you think it's an Australian
going.
Accent? Dude?
Yeah, that is awesome. And I know you got a lot of advocates over there that's, you know, I know we had several shows on the kangaroos and stuff. They need to let them go free and cut them Nike shoes off because they torture them. It's sad, you know.
Yeah,
so
it's
whatever
the kangaroo situation
is
very bad in Australia.
Yes, yes. So whatever, you know, whatever it takes, because there's a lot of issues out there, everybody, and we got to hit them, and because a lot of stuff's been going on decade after decade after decade, and it's 2022. So whatever you can do, if you got one cause that you support, move over to a couple more, three more, because that means the people will, it'll double over and triple over. and just a handful of us is not going to get it making changes. Right, Gary? It has to be
absolutely
a village.
Yep.
It has to be thousands of us. You know, I can't make no changes, but thousands of them like me can if we take that action. You know, not just talk about it or just talk about it on this radio platform, but that's what I'm here, you know, on this platform, bringing all the awareness and education and how you can take action, you know, do something and make yourself better, feel better. I know once I take that action, I feel good about it because I take my anger into taking action. That's what I do. You know, I don't want to just get mad and look away and walk away. I'm going to do something about it, you know. And I know if I got a village of people or thousands that's doing it, we're going to see change. If we only have a, you know, handful, we're only spinning on wheels, everybody. So please do it, you know. So do what you can, right, Gary?
Yeah. And I mean, you've been doing this radio show for 8 years now, haven't you?
Yes. At the end of June. I did 163 shows hosting for Marty Oakley TS Radio Network in June to March of 2018, and then I went on my own for Animal Advocates Radio, this 164th show to present, and it's all 4 years, and that's something. And, you know, a big shout-out to her because she taught me everything. I'm a one-woman operation on this radio. The only thing I need help is promoting it, you know, so, and I get plenty of that, so I'm going to keep going. A big shout-out to her because she's a great team player, and she's got great shows. She's been doing it for 13 years because I, you know, stood up for elder abuse. I was a co-host for her on elder abuse for 75 shows or over. And then that area needs a lot of help. It felt like, you know, it's pulling teeth sometimes, getting attention. And that's sad because, you know, we're all on this earth temporarily, and you know, even animals. So we got to make the best of it. And everybody wants their rights granted, not violated. You know, so that does matter. Yeah, this is wonderful you got to come on, you know. So and you're always welcome to speak. Talk on this radio anytime you want to. And I noticed on the website, is all your shows going to be archived so they can go back and listen to them?
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to have an on-demand section as well. They'll all go out as podcasts, so wherever you listen to your podcasts, Apple, wherever, Google, they'll all be available to listen on demand.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes. And can you explain to the audience how they would get there and get, you know, tuned in? Just like Blog Talk Radio, you can listen from the internet or you can listen by phone. You know, how would you can go to the Animal Advocate Alliance website, everybody. But go ahead and explain it, Gary.
Yeah, there's a link from the top of the Animal Advocate Alliance website, and it's just radio, AAA radio. And you can link to it from there, or you can go direct to the radio station by going to AAAradio.online.
Okay, great. And now, a question, can they call in, or is it by, you know, like Blog Talk Radio, you can call in, you can wait in the queue, you know, you can listen from the internet, you call in from Skype, and that's, anybody wants any questions or comments to Gary Boughton, you're more than welcome to call in on the Animal Advocate Alliance. That's so close to Animal Advocates Radio, Gary, that's not even funny.
You have
really
a few tongue twisters sometimes, don't you?
That's like a brother and sister team, okay? I think I can catch myself. But anybody wants to call in, you're more than welcome to. And area code 724, you're live and on the air. You have any questions or comments for Gary Boughton? Is this Pitbull Diane?
Yes,
how are
it
you?
Is. Oh,
all
I'm
right.
good.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, always. I wanted to I'm going to give a shout out to you, Debbie. I think we need to have a show on you.
Yes, I agree.
Because, I mean, she is just awesome. I mean, she does so much for so many. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, she's just a wonderful person.
Thank you. Thank you for your inspiring and uplifting, compliments. Remember you had Gary, she was a guest last week on We Love Pit Bulls and everything, and she has, how was it, 50-some groups on Facebook. She's the Facebook queen, and so
if
anything to go out there, you can get a hold of her.
So, Diane, are you offering to come on to All About Animals Radio as a host and interview Debbie as a guest?
Sure.
There you go. Yeah,
there you go.
I have
Diane.
Yeah.
Remember, Diane, you had your podcast. She had a podcast before, and we love Pitbull's podcast. And she had me as her first guest. You remember that? That was awesome.
Yes, it did. Yep.
And I was Pitbull Debbie. See, I have all these nicknames. Mama Bear, Pitbull Debbie, and Mustang Debbie.
And Awesome Debbie.
Oh, yeah. We'll give you the Dominator. So anyway, it was great her doing that. She had all of her shows, and we worked closely together, didn't we, Diane? Pitbull Diane.
Yes.
And you taught
me what I needed to know because I didn't know.
Yep.
And
I
want to say hi,
that.
Gary, and thank you for all you're doing.
Gary?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I just wanted to say hi to you and thank you for all you're doing.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Like I say, Mama Bear was the inspiration behind a lot of it. So she says that she doesn't help anybody, but she inspires me, and I hope to go on to inspire other people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It takes a chain reaction,
Exactly.
We have to do. Keep each other up, not down, keep, thinking positive, bring the negative into the positive. It can be done, and that takes teamwork. And once we see these goals we've got to reach, stay optimistic, proactive, and you'll see changes made. I know I have since, before the radio. And once some victories come through, I mean, it's like if you're part of it or not, hey, look at this. All of us do matter, and it takes all of us to get the changes made. So keep it up, everybody.
When the victories come in, Debbie and I share them, and we always do the happy dance.
The victory dance.
That's it. Yeah, real loud.
Are we going to see a YouTube video of this victory dance?
Yeah, that's what we got to do, a victory. The happy dance, That would be great. Cause that's what, it inspires you to keep going. And it does, because I know, these victories didn't happen by a politician pulling out of his hat. No, this took advocates behind the closed doors making some noise, doing signing petitions, making contact, and all that. Being professional and polite, but that's how these victories happen. Yep.
Yeah.
So keep it up.
How many animal advocates we have now. It's amazing compared to like 5-10 years ago, and it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's up there, because you think about it, you've seen these victories coming through and how many different ones and big animal organizations. It's up there in numbers. You know that, Diane?
Yeah.
It is up there.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Thanks, Diane, for all you're doing, because you're a great pit bull advocate out there for other animals, multitasking.
Trying to,
yeah. And you're the Facebook queen out there on, you know, 50-some groups. I couldn't beat you on that one.
My
And they're not all, they're all different ones, 50-some groups.
Yeah. I think I got like 57, and like 14 of them are pit bulls, and the rest are just all kinds of stuff. And you know what? I wanted to reach out to Gary. We should get in contact with each other and let me know about your show.
Absolutely, yeah. We'd love to do a show. I just recently listened to the Voices Carry for Animals a couple of days ago. And yeah, we'd definitely get in contact.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that sounds good. I can hook you up on Facebook or whatever, connect you, you know.
Okay.
Yep.
Whatever it takes, and the website, everyone, Animal Advocate Alliance, is, you know, a free membership. So just, you know, you can join, you can participate. You know, it brings a lot of information. That website, Gary, I'm so impressed. It has so much information. There's posts where you can take action. I mean, it's just so wonderful. Everything you
it's
want.
It's not me, though.
It's the great work. Yeah.
It's the people like yourselves that contribute to it. It's not me.
No. It's all of us together. But you guess who started it? Who started the right from the roots? You. You know, so we gotta give credit too. And then we bring it on and you branch out and all these people come in and advocates, global advocates worldwide, and us coming together.
Yeah, it's just a way of connecting people.
Yep. Connecting people. A human chain reaction to take action. Right?
Yep.
Yep.
That's what it takes. Strength in numbers. And Ray Bittner, can you call in real quick? And Diane, can you stay on there, okay?
Sure.
Ray Bittner, Mama Cat, please call in. Or I know
we're
going
to get to sing Happy Birthday to Mama Cat.
Yes, okay. It is Mama Cat. Happy birthday to you.
You.
Mama Cat, meow.
Happy birthday.
Hey, it's
Moose
the 34th anniversary
too.
Of... It's the 34th anniversary of my 28th birthday.
Oh, that's a good one.
You are too funny.
Well, you know, when I say 62, it just don't sound right.
Oh, I hear you. I'm there with you.
Hey, I see your picture. You too, Diane. You don't look nothing like your age at all. I mean, you could, no way. You're doing something right. Keep that young. That young feeling. Keep going. But Mama Cat, my Moose, said happy birthday, too. I love my mom. A big shout-out to her out there. She's tuning in. Moose, a.k.a. Pat. She don't look like a moose, but, you know, that's another name for mom. But it's, anyway, she told me to tell you happy birthday. And because she's
she
Moose and I'm Mama Bear.
She sent me something, but it didn't come through. She sent me something in a
message,
through, but
I'll
it says a Pat
well,
message.
She's listening.
Yeah, it says unavailable or
okay,
something.
Everyone. Gary, we've got 90 seconds here, and I want to thank you
Thanks,
so much,
everybody.
On Gary Bowden from Animal Advocate Alliance, where I'm also a member, for calling in from Australia. And Diane.
Absolute pleasure.
And, you know, all these shows are recorded live and archived, so you can listen to share 24/7. Diane, thank you for calling in, as always, and and Mama Cat, Ray, hope your birthday is as wonderful as you. Thanks for your ongoing support, you and Diane and Gary and my mother. I mean, this list is huge. But next week we got Marty Irby. He'll be a returner from Animal Wellness Action, and we'll be talking about doping of horses, okay? Next 3 weeks is on horses because there's a big protest coming up April 23rd on every capital in the United States, everyone, to help the wild horses against wild horse slaughter, okay? So they'll be coming on the guest, and also Scott Bexford from Animal Wellness Action. He'll be coming in because there's a big meeting the 30th of April. So, everyone, Hope you have a nice and peaceful evening. And hope you tune in next week and join us. Thanks for everybody tuning in tonight. Another great show. And looking forward to having you all back next week. And feel free to call anytime. Make sure, be safe out there, and have a nice evening. May God bless you all. Happy birthday, Mama Cat.
Happy birthday, Mama Cat.
Yeah.